Do you believe in freedom? Many say they do, but live in constant bondage, fear, and oppression. There is no freedom in living for yourself. All you end up becoming is a selfish grump. The American dream is vain and lying. Even the best of us are just dirty, rotten sinners needing Jesus. Are you tired? Do you feel like you are bound, are living in captivity? There is no freedom in freedom unless you are free on the inside. Listen to me, folks. As the prophet Isaiah said, I say to you, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. There is freedom in Jesus. Jesus has come to free you. He has come to liberate you. There is liberty in Jesus. 1 Corinthians 3:17. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Jesus stands with arms held open wide and says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You may think you're free, but are you really? Or are you in bondage to yourself? Do you think to yourself, what am I doing here? What have I done with my life? I do the same things I did 10 years ago, and where has it gotten me? Nowhere. I am no more happy. I have no more purpose now than I ever have. That, my friends, is the devil's lifestyle. He gets a great laugh out of worthless lives. That's what the devil has for you, a worn-out life full of dead ends. See, he wants to destroy you and make your life a living misery. Is your life a living hell? Satan loves to see lives filled with broken dreams and hopelessness. The Bible talks about Satan as a thief and says, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. John 10:10a. Now, how does that sound for a nice guy? See, the devil wants to steal everything that you have. He wants to steal your joy, your hope, your peace. He wants to kill you. Satan wants to destroy you. He is not satisfied until he has destroyed everything you are and dream to be. Are you going to let him continue? No! Jesus said, I am come that they might have life, and they might have it more abundantly. John 10b. Jesus, speaking of himself, said, the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. Luke 9:56a. Jesus wants to save you. He is a savior, that is, a rescuer. He wants to save you from Satan's curse. All pain, all bondage, all suffering is from Satan. All blessing is from God. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father. James 1:17a. Are you ready to give up your life of death and destruction and take Jesus' life of freedom? Are you ready? Jesus died to liberate you from Satan's curse of sin. Then he rose again and still lives to bring freedom. I urge you, take that freedom now. Take it for yourself. Repent of your sins. Say out loud right now, Lord, I am a sinner. I have lived for myself. I have made Satan happy. I now renounce that evil life, and I ask for your forgiveness. I know your blood was shed for me, so that I am made clean. I take that now. I believe in you. Thank you for hearing my prayer. Did you do it? Did you mean it? If not, go back and do it now. If you did, praise the Lord. He has made you free. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. John 8:36. The gospel, good news of Jesus Christ's freedom, is something we never have to be ashamed of, never. It is so wonderful, it is so amazing, it is so saving. Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to every one that believeth. Do you believe? Say so. It's just so fun to say, I believe you, Jesus. Now read the book of 1 John in the Bible. If you have believed on Jesus for the first time through this, please contact me, whether by phone, email, mail, AOL, Instant Messenger. Please do. Don't be ashamed. Don't let Satan stop you. I want to be your friend and get to know you. and help you follow Christ in his wonderful life. Brother Bear, 1312 New Life Lane, Rochester, Michigan, 48309. Email, brotherbear@brotherbear.org. Phone, 248-656-7000. AOL Instant Messenger, Brother Bear for God. And the website, visit it, brotherbear.org, which stands for org.